the well-known characteristics of the Seder HaTfilah on Shavuot is that we read Megillat Rut on the second day. That's at the end of Shacharit before the Kriyat HaTorah. This is an old minhag which is brought down in the Rama in Siman Taf Tzadik, at the end of Hilchot Pesach, where the Rama says that on Pesach we have the minhag of reading Shir HaShirim, and on Sukkot we have the minhag of reading Kohelet, and on Shavuot we have the minhag of reading Megillat Rut. The basis or the background for this is in the Abu Draham. That's the Abu Draham gives as the reason that on Pesach it's talking about the redemption of the Jewish people, that's from Egypt. On Shavuot it talks Rut is talking about the beginning of the harvest season, that's, and of course Shavuot is a harvest festival, and also that on Shavuot we celebrate the receiving of the Torah, and Rut also converted on Shavuot, was a convert, we read about that when she accepted the Torah. And Sukkot, that's the Abu Draham says the reason is because it says Ten Chelek L'Shivah V'Gam L'Shmona, that's a reference to giving 7 and 8, the 7 days of Chag and the 8th day of Shmini Atzeret. The Magen Avraham actually gives slightly other reasons why we read the Megillot on these occasions. As far as Pesach is concerned, he gives the same reason, because it refers to Yitziat Mitzrayim, but he says on Sukkot, it's because Sukkot is one Simchatenu, and Kohelet comes to temper that with the Simcha Mazu Osa, and Shavuot, reading Rut on Shavuot, refers us to a Medrash in the Yalkut, which says, why do we read Rut on Shavuot? Because Rut experienced difficulties in her life, and Torah is acquired also through difficulties. That's the Rama, interestingly, says that the minhag is not to make a bracha, neither of Al Mikra Megillah or Al Mikra Ketuvim, on the reading of the Megillot. That's, and the Taz says this is definitely correct practice not to make a bracha. If one were to make a bracha, it could be a concern of bracha levatala, or it would be a bracha levatala. Why? What leads the Taz to reach that conclusion? So the Taz says this because he says that if there was a mitzvah, if there was a need to say a bracha on it, then everybody would have a Megillah written on a klaf. The fact that we don't write the Megillah on a klaf, and we just read it out of a chumash, indicates that it doesn't need to have a bracha on it, and therefore even when we have a klaf, you don't say a bracha on it. That the Magen Avraham says that in actual fact one does say a bracha, except for the Megillah of Kohelet, and in actual fact it seems from Masechet Sofrim and many early Rishonim that one does say a bracha on the Megillot, and indeed that's the position of the Vilna Gaon, who says on all of the Chamesh Megillot one does say a bracha of Al Mikra Megillah. The Vilna Gaon was also of the opinion that one also says the bracha of Shechianu when reading the Megillah. That's that was also the practice of the Lavush. That's Rav Eliashiv counted that you don't say Shechianu on reading these Megillot, the three Megillot of the Shalosh Regalim. That's and also obviously on Tisha B'Av, because there's no absolute chiyuv to read the Megillah, except it's something which is done in Betzibor. There's no obligation on an individual to read the Megillah on these occasions, and therefore you don't say Brachav Shechianu on something which is only done in Betzibor. This is also relevant to us this year, where we're not going to be davening in shul, that one is allowed to read the Megillah, obviously, if one wants to. Certainly one doesn't say a bracha over it, even if one has a klaf, but there's no obligation to read the Megillah, though of course it's not inappropriate at all to study Megillat Rut on Shavuot. That's a question which is addressed by the Achronim, is why do we read Megillat, the Megillot on the Chagim before the Kriyat HaTorah rather than afterwards? We've got a principle of Tadiv Sheino Tadiv, Tadiv Kol Kodem, that when you have something which is regular, something which is irregular, the regular thing comes first. So laning we do regularly, and reading the Megillot is only occasional. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that it's because of a chibuv mitzvah, we're excited to read these Megillot, that we don't need to worry about tadiv shein or tadiv, because that's a principle that only applies where there's a chiyuv to do these things. But if one, you don't really have to read the Megillah at all, so therefore it doesn't fall foul of the principle of tadiv. Rav Eliashiv explained that we don't want people to think that reading the Megillah is another form of haftorah, and therefore if we read it before the laning rather than after the laning, it's clear that it's not a form of haftorah. Rav Soloveitchik, that's in Hararei Kedem, explains that on Shabbat, and usually the Megillah is read on the Shabbat of Chol HaMoed, that's on Shabbat there's a prohibition of reading in Ketuvim Bizman Beit HaMidrash, that's when you're supposed to be learning Torah, because it's a bit of Torah just to learn read Ketuvim rather than studying Torah Sheba'al Peh. He says that the Chiyuv of Beit HaMidrash comes after the Kriyat HaTorah in the morning, not before, and therefore one can only read the Megillah beforehand in the morning. Ad Kan and Chag Sameach.